The UW community tells the governor, don't break my heart.
Spread the love, stop the hate, don't let Walker legislate.
In response to his budget repair bill, about 1,000 University of Wisconsin students, faculty, and staff fill the state capitol building as they deliver thousands of valentines to Governor Scott Walker, asking him not to break their hearts with budget cuts. Walker wants to get rid of most public employee collective bargaining rights in order to help fix the budget hole. Graduate assistant Peter Rickman, a 28-year-old from Neenah, says he's concerned about the future of the entire state.
This is an attack on the entire UW community, whether it's students, whether it's faculty, staff, parents, alumni.
The legislation introduced on Friday would require most government workers to contribute to their pensions and health care premiums. Walker is not proposing any more furlough days. The governor says the state is broke and it has nothing to offer in a negotiation. Rickman doesn't buy that.
This bill is not about the budget. This bill is about gutting collective bargaining rights, a basic and fundamental right for public service workers in Wisconsin.
Walker says the proposal will help to fix the current $137 million deficit and the next two-year budget with a projected $3.6 billion shortfall. Without the changes, Walker says several thousand government workers could be laid off. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.